Welcome to the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mother Billy Brim. We talked yesterday, started this week, about the body of Christ needs passion. We need inspiration. I'm going to tell you something. Inspiration is a powerful thing. It's not, you just can't rely on your talents or anything like that. I was an ex-coach, and I'm going to tell you something. If inspiration wasn't important, then every team that was more talented than the other team would win. There would be no upsets. But there are upsets, and they're all the time. And the reason is because one team is more inspired. Now, where is that passion? Where is that inspiration in the body of Christ? I'm going along, and I'm not seeing it like we should see it. We're going to talk about how to get that inspiration and that power back. But in order to get it back, you got to become serious. And now, I'm serious, Christian. You know, Paul said to Timothy, don't hire him. He's a novice. Why? Because he's not. One of the definitions of novice is not serious about what he's doing. And so the Lord gave me something to say, and I thought it was so awesome. And the saying is, I'm well on my way to becoming who I already am. We got to get serious about this. I'm well on my way to becoming who I already am. Now, we got to find, if that doesn't excite you, I'm well on my way to becoming who I already am, then you're not serious about who you are. You don't know who you are. You need to know more of who you are. Brother Hagin used to say, one of the first things a believer should do is get a revelation or study to find out who they are in Christ. And he has a book called In Him. And he's researched all the In Him, In Whom, In Christ scriptures. And I think there was 100 and something. And meditate on these things of who you are. Why? Because that's the foundation that the body of Christ needs, who you are in Him. If you know who you are in Him, all things are possible, because it's not just you. If you know who you are in Him, you know that you're raised together with Him and seated with Him at the right hand of the Father, ruling and reigning all above all authority of any other powers of the air or anything. So that's what my testimony was of I got, the Lord told me to start seeking Him, so I got all of Brother Hagin stuff, I got Mark Hankin stuff, and I started finding out who I was in Christ, and I built this huge foundation of who I was, and I was so excited about it. So I want to give you another serious scripture before we get into the In Hymns. One of the is Jeremiah 29:11. This is the Message Bible. The Lord says, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out, plans to take care of you, not abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for. And then he's talking to Israel here, but we serve the same God. He knows what He's doing. I thought that was kind of cool. When you call on me, when you pray to me, I'll listen. When you come looking for me, you'll find me. I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. I'll turn things around for you. But right before that, it says, if you get serious about this, if you get serious about it. Well, that was the condition. So we need to get serious about what? Well, that's what I want to tell you about. Number one, get your foundation better. All of us. I don't care if you're a preacher and you've been preaching for 30 years, and I'm talking about me as well. I don't care. Get serious about building and that foundation of who you are in Christ. Don't get away from it. You got to have it. Now, one of the ones I want to go to first is Romans 8:1, and it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. Now, no condemnation. There's none, zero, to those who are in Christ, okay? So, and now it says comma, and it goes on. It says, who walk, now here, who? The ones who are in Christ. They walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, there's a hint there. The ones who are in Christ will have confidence, not condemnation. That comes from the enemy. Remember, Paul said, don't hire him. He's a novice, and condemnation will come in. Why? Because he's not serious. Now, the other hint is those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So champions for Christ, ones who are serious, the ones who are going to seize the opportunities, are not going to operate by the flesh, but they're not going to operate by feelings. They're not going to operate by emotions. They're not going to operate by personality, but by the Spirit of the Lord. This is so that we can do what God has called us to do. Now listen, that means you can't go by your personality anymore. You, the ones who have no condemnation, the ones who know who they are in Christ, don't operate by the flesh, but by the Spirit, by my spirit, by his spirit, the pneuma, the ruach, the Holy Spirit. So flesh is personality. You can't just go by your personality. You got to understand something. God is not flesh. He's spirit. And so when you're talking to God about the things of the flesh, like, well, that's just not my personality. I love the Lord. I hear this all the time. I love the Lord. I'm passionate. I'm inspirational. I love God. And I just don't like, I don't act that way. That's not my personality. Personality, you're talking to God about flesh. God must be hearing it like this. Well, flesh. That's not what he goes by. He is spirit. We are speaking spirits who live in a body. But we're not to go by our flesh, our personality. I remember one time, now here's a great example. My son Caleb is now 12, but when he was 5, we went to a Brother Copeland meeting, and I said to a 5-year-old to sit through a Brother Copeland meeting, you know, that's not the easiest thing to do. And I said, we were at a hotel and going to one of his meetings. I said, if you do real good, I'll take you, you know, afterwards, I'll reward you. We'll go up to the hotel room and we'll jump from bed to bed, which I was going to do anyway. I just wanted to do it with him. So anyway, he did pretty good. So I was going to give him his reward. And we're walking down the back behind, you know, through the kitchen to go up to the elevator to get to our room. And he was so excited. And here come Miss Gloria. Well, I love Miss Gloria. She's like a mom to me and a grandmother to my children, like my mom is to theirs. And so we're really close, and I knew what she's going to do. She's going to tell Caleb how cute he was and pinch his little cheeks. But I knew Caleb, on the other hand, didn't want to be bothered. He paid his price. He wants to go and jump from bed to bed. So finally the meeting happens, and she does what I thought she's going to do, and I'm embarrassed because I want Caleb to act right, but he could care less. He's wanting to go. So he's not acting like I, as a parent, want him to act, and I was getting embarrassed in front of Miss Gloria, and so finally, I just said, I'm sorry, I apologize, Miss Gloria, because he was acting up. He's just shy. And when I said that, the Lord, I mean, straightened me up, almost like grabbed me by the collar. He just said, listen, I did not create Caleb to be shy. I did not create any of my people to be shy. Shy is not a part of me. I created you in my image. I created him to be bold as a lion. He said to me, I cannot reach a dying, lost world with shy Christians. I need bold Christians. In other words, he needs people like him. Bold as lions. I don't believe God is shy. I don't think there's anybody out there who believes that. But you know what? A lot of us will say that word. We'll say, well, that's just kind of like my dad or my grandma, or us Johnsons or us Brims. We're just kind of reserved. No. And the Lord said to me, he said, because of your words speaking over him, you are in authority over him. You are his father. And your words and the power behind your words, he'll receive your words. He'll listen to your words. He'll hear your words. And your words will chip away and sculpture out his personality to become a shy Christian, who I didn't create to be that way. And I saw myself just sculpturing with my words of authority, because until he was old enough to be on his own, he was going to grow up to be a shy teenager and a shy young adult, and then a shy an adult Christian, and all of a sudden we'll have all these churches filled with shy Christians who love God with good hearts and good intentions, but words were spoken over them that created this. Well, maybe that's you, and that's where you're at. Well, that's just my personality. Don't talk flesh with God. Don't do that. Flesh and spirit don't don't work together. The Bible talks about that in Galatians. So what do we need to do about that? Use your words to unsculpture. Break that open into who you really are. I'm well on my way to becoming who I already am. I'm not a shy person. I am healed. I am whole. I am strong. I can do all things in Christ, through Christ. I can do that. So I plead the blood. I use my words. And I say that what did God say to the weak? Let the weak say, I am strong. Don't say you're weak. Say you're strong. So I am well on my way to becoming who I already am. And so I said to Caleb, you are not shy. You're bold as a lion. And for 2 years I did that and didn't see any results. And then one day we were in the car and a shy moment came on Caleb. And I looked in the rearview mirror and I said, Caleb, you are not shy. And he goes, I know, Dad, I'm bold as a lion. And I thought, and I started to smile. and he began to take over the words, and he began to break out of his shell or whatever that was that was trying to develop him, my words and his belief into becoming a shy. God doesn't need shy Christians. He needs bold, passionate, inspirational, filled with inspiration to do great things for him. And that's what the Bible is. Now, the Word, where do we get this inspiration? Well, first of all, it's in the Word of God. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all Scripture, every word in the Bible was God-breathed or bought by God, by God's inspiration. God got inspired. He breathed into the Word of God his very inspiration. He had to find inspired writers to write it. He does it, and there it is. Now, he just didn't breathe in there and all that inspiration go and it left one day. It's still there. If you get hungry enough, if you get serious enough to want to do great things for God, get into his word. Make time every day to get into that word, and that inspiration from God will go inside you and change you from the inside out, and then you will finally have the personality that you're supposed to have, your father's. Not your natural father's, but your spiritual father. Glory to God. And some of us have our personality of our natural father. Praise God, because he sought God, he got inspired, and has the inspiration or the personality of his father. So, glory to God, and all you fathers out there, don't talk to your children or say they're shy. Don't say things that you don't want them to be. You speak over them. You have authority over them. And God doesn't need shy Christians. He loves all of us, and we are to be bold like him. He made us into his image. And if we get into the Word of God, that's one way to get inspired. Get into the Word. But we're going to talk tomorrow about the other way to get inspired. It's the Holy Spirit. Spirit and Word, Word and Spirit. But man, I'm telling you, that the Word of God is filled with the inspiration of God. And if you get in it long enough, you get hungry enough, you get serious about it, it's going to change you, change your personality to be more like him. And you're going to do great things. It happened to me. It's happened to millions. And it will happen to you. So tune in tomorrow as well. And we'll talk about the other way to get inspiration. There's two parts, Spirit and Word, Word and Spirit. You can't leave the other one out. Glory to God. And we're glad that you joined us. Hope you've enjoyed this brief coaching and teaching. Join us tomorrow. If you have any questions, just write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call us at 417-336-4877, or we have a 1-800 number, 1-800-972-3447, or you can get on the web, Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org, or Champions 4, the number 4, Christ.org. All of this stuff to get a hold of us. We thank you. We ask you if you want to pray about partnering up with us. We appreciate that. We know you'd be blessed. We pray for you every day. And so just remember, this is Chip Brim saying, be strong in